In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank God that we are able to gather here to worship Him on this blessed day.
感谢主耶稣，在这个蒙福的日子，我们积极在这里来一起敬拜神。
We ask that the Spirit of God will continue to be with us.
我们求神的灵继续的与我们同在。
So according to the arrangement of the church, today we are going to look at Esther chapter 6.
根据教会的安排，我们今天来继续查考以斯帖记的第六章。
The entire book of Esther is talking about a very important story.
可以说以斯帖是记载 一件很重要的一个记载，一个故事。
It is talking about how God had protected his people.
这里讲到说神怎么来去保护他的百姓。
In fact, you find that the providence, if you like, or the protection of God is evidenced throughout the book.
可以从这一章这本书当中可以看到神的预备还有神的保护。
How he has prepared Esther to be the queen.
他怎么来预备以斯帖成为这个王后。
You find that for her to be the queen is quite extraordinary.
可以说让以斯帖成为这个王后，其实是非常的特别的情况下发生的。
Because the initial queen Vashti was like in a way banished by the king.
可以说这个瓦斯提这个原本的这个王后被这个就是这个王把她给就是说把她给贬掉了，把她给弃掉了。
For some very strange reason, because she refused to meet the demand of the king to show herself before the eunuch.
因为他们就是一些很可以说是挺奇怪的一个就是不寻常的一个理由，因为这个王后她不肯愿意。就是出来见这些尊贵的这种就是尊贵的这些我们说太监们哈所以他就被我们说被王废掉了他的这个王后。
So that became the reason, therefore, in fact, for the country even to change their law.
甚至在这种情况下呢，他的这个我们说这个国家他要改掉他的律法。
Because they fear that, you know, if the queen did not submit to the king, and then when this, like, you know, leaked out, then all the women would not submit to their husbands.
所以因为这个王后她不听从这个丈夫的就是不愿意来去遵照丈夫的指示来做来做的话，他们担心说，因为这样的一个事情会传遍全国，那使到那全国的那些我们说那些妇女那些做太太的他们就不会来去遵守就是不会听从他们的丈夫。
So an order was made, decree was given to this queen saying that in the future she would never meet the king again, would not see the king again.
所以就有这样的一种下令说以后呢他就不能够再见这个王帝。
So someone would be chosen in her place.
所以就是有人就会来去被选另立一个王后。
So this is how Esther was chosen.
就因为这样的情况下这个以斯帖就被选选了。
You find that Esther was a Jew.
然后发觉到说以斯帖他是一个犹太人。
So for her again to be chosen was quite extraordinary.
要让他被选上也是非常的我们说在一种特别的情况下发生的。
Now when you look at chapter 2, there is how can I say it? A sub event that happened.
所以在第二章
a side event.
发觉到说他就有一件我们说就另外有一些事情的发生。
That is Mordecai discovers a plot.
所以发觉到说都莫迪改呢他就发觉到有人想要我们说要陷害这个王帝。
To conspire to kill the king.
他们来去就是说来结盟怎么把这个王帝给杀了。
We can see this in chapter 2 verse 19 to 23.
我们可以看得到从第二章的19节到23节这里我们可以看得到。
When you move on, yeah, the next chapter is talking about Haman's conspiracy to annihilates the entire nations of the Jewish people.
那接下来第三章，我发觉到说，哈曼想献这个谋啊，来除掉、除灭这些啊所有的犹太人。
So you know, and it came to be known by the, this Mordecai, and so this Esther was asked to go to see the king.
所以摩底改之后呢，知道之后呢，就要求这个以斯帖来去冒着生命的危险来去见王。
So she requested, you know, the entire nation to fast and pray for her.
所以她要求当时的百姓来去我们说进士来去为她进士来去祷告。
So she was willing to risk life to see the king.
使到她能够就是冒着生命的危险来去见这个王。
You know that in those days, you know, if the king has not summoned anyone to come to see him, should any person, you know, choose there to come to see the king. If the king was not pleased, then the person can be put away.
所以当时的我们说当时的这个规定就是说，若王没有来去招这个人来去见他的话，他擅自闯入这个内院来去见王的话，如果王不开不满意或者不开心的话，可以把这个人来去致死。
Even the queen is without exception.
甚至这个王后也是同样的。
So, Esther actually was risking her life, you know, to see the king.
所以其实啊，当时的以斯帖是冒着生命的危险来去见这个这个王。
Now, when you look at the book, yeah, you can see obviously the wisdom of Esther.
那从这本书我们可以看得到这以斯帖的这个智慧。
You also can see how God actually guided her, you know, to fulfill, you know, the plan of saving his own her own people.
那神也带领他怎么来去完成这个救赎他的百姓。
In the course of saving his people, you can clearly see, you know, how God actually intervened with the life of his chosen people.
那从他的救赎当中，我们也看得到神怎么来去参与，来去就是来去保护他的百姓。
Some of the things appear here may seem to be negligible, if you like.
有些事情我们看得到我们所读到的看起来好像可以忽略的。
In reality, you find that this is part of the plan of God, you know, to save His own people.
其实实际上来说，这就是神的计划当中怎么来去拯救他的百姓。
I'm not too sure because I guess you have studied chapter 5 already.
我想我们已经读了这个，我们已经查考了这个第五章。
This is the first time that Esther, you know, like through a banquet, you know, to invite the king and this Haman to come.
其实这是第五章的时候就看到这个以斯帖王后第一次来去设立了这个宴席来邀请这个王跟哈曼来去参加。
In fact, she has done this twice.
其实她做过两次。
Now the question is, why did she do that?
那这个问题就是说她为什么要这样来去做呢？
If she has been entrusted with the mission to save his people by exposing the wicked plot of Haman, then she should have done it in the first instance.
那如果她真的是要为了要把这个哈曼的这个恶谋来去陷害百姓的恶谋要我们说显出来的话，她应该一开始的时候就来做这样的事情。
You find that, you know, even though the Bible does not tell us clearly the reason why she did not do it in the first instance.
圣经虽然没有清楚地告诉我们为什么她一开始就不这样来去做。
Quite clearly, you know, every move that she took is guided by God.
那很清楚的，她每一个行动，她每一个决定都是有神的带领的。
Because the entire nation has fasted and prayed for her and for the work of God to be done.
因为整个民族已经为她来去我们进食祷告，使到这个神的工作能够就是说能够实现。
Just to recap what we did last week, that is chapter 5.
那我们来重复一下我们上个星期所提到的这个第五章。
You find that, you know, Esther having asked this king and Haman to come,
我们发觉到说以斯帖来去邀请这个王和哈曼来去赴这个宴席。
You know, a number of times here, the king actually asked the queen, you know, what did she want?
啊，其实有好几次哦，这个王就问这个以斯帖啊，这个王后说你要什么？
I want you to read verse 4 and then we read verse 6.
我们看这个第四节，然后看这个第六节。
We read verse 3 and verse 6. Sorry.
我们现在看第三节，第三节跟第六节。
And the king said to her, "What do you wish, Queen Esther? What is your request? It shall be given to you, up to half the kingdom."
王对他说，王后以斯帖啊，你要什么？你求什么？就是国的一半也必是给你。
You find that Esther did not really answer the questions.
其实以斯帖啊是没有，其实没有正面的回答这个问题。
It's like saying to the king that, "No, I'm going to prepare another banquet for you and Haman. Yeah. So please come tomorrow, the next day."
他只是回答说啊，我会为你和哈曼啊设这个筵席啊。筵席啊，你第二天就来吧。
Now I want you to read verse 6.
我们看第六节。
Now at the banquet of wine, the king said to Esther, "What is your petition? It shall be granted you. What is your request? Up to half the kingdom, it shall be done."
在酒席宴前啊，王又问以斯帖说：“你要什么呢？我必赐给你。你求什么呢？就是国的一半。”也必为你成就。
Not only we can see the affection of the king towards the wife, yeah, Esther.
我们可以这里看得到这个王啊，对这个王后以斯帖的这个非常的爱戴。
You can see that actually he had great respect for Queen Esther as well.
其实他对以斯帖也非常的尊敬。
So even he was willing to give half of his kingdom, you know, to her.
甚至可以把这个国的一半哦，可以给他。
You know that in the ancient time, whatever the king has said, yeah, must be materialized, meaning must be put into practice.
那就是说，这个王啊，以前呢、啊，那些王所说的话一定会实现。
You know, in the time of the Persian, your empire, you know, whatever the king has decreed, meaning has written down, the next king who takes the place, he was not given the authority to change what has been decreed in the first place.
所以那个波斯国度的时候，当时的王啊，如果前一个王啊，把他所要做的事情已经议旨下来之后，接下来的那一个王啊，他不能够来去改变这个前一个王的议旨，他们一定要照着来做。
Even the same king, okay, if he has made a decree, he has said on this day, and later on he could not change it.
甚至这个王他已经下旨了啊，说在这一天要做什么。接下来的那一个王啊，一定要在这一天来照着来去做。
Just like the case of Daniel
啊，就好像当时的这个啊大啊但以理的时候。
So anyone who did not worship the Lord, yeah, in this in the king, yeah, in this 30 days must be thrown into one.This lion den. So the king himself could not change it.
就好像当时那个王他立的下了这个意志，说如果在30天内啊，只可以拜啊拜这些拜这个王，拜别的，我们说拜别的神就要被丢到这个狮子坑去，他是不可以改变的，没有人可以能够改变。
So you find that his subordinates, you know, came to the king and said, you know, this is what you have said, you know, Daniel must be thrown into the lion's den.
所以那个王的那些下属就来说，哦，因为但以理没有照着来说，所以他一定要被丢到那狮子坑。
So in chapter 5 itself, you can see that it's like this favor was granted by God.You know, to Esther.
看起来这个我们说神赐了给这个以斯帖这个一个我们说一个要求啊，让他以后可以用了。
The king, you know, was very willing to give whatever he had to the queen.
甚至所以这个王啊，他所有的他愿意都给这个王后。
So verse 8, verse 12, speaks about you know, this.Second time that Esther wanted to, you know, to invite the king and Haman to come.
所以第八节、十二节，他再一次的邀请了这个王跟哈曼来到这个筵席这里。
So obviously Haman's, went back very happily, and he plotted to put Mordecai away.
所以哈曼呢，他是非常的高兴的就离开了，他想就计谋怎么把这个莫迪改把他除掉。
So after the first banquet,
所以第一次的筵席之后
when you come to chapter 6,
所以当你来到第六章的时候
on the same night, it seems that for some strange reason, the king could not sleep.
啊、那奇怪的那天晚上呢，这个王就睡不着了。
So we can read verse 1.
你可以看第一节。
Chapter 6, verse 1.
啊，第六章的第一节。
That night the king could not sleep, so one was commanded to bring the book of the records of the chronicles, and they were read before the king.
啊，那夜王睡不着觉，就吩咐人取历史来念给他听。
Even this is quite strange as well.
啊，甚至这也非常的奇怪。
If a person cannot sleep, what would you do?
啊，一般人来说，睡不着的时候，你会做些什么呢？
Would you read some history books?
你会去读一读一些历史书吗？
It's quite a strange thing, isn't it?
啊，看起来是挺啊，我们说奇怪的一件事情。
Probably in those days, they would get some people to come in to sing or whatever.
啊，可能当时你可能会叫一些人啊上来进来唱一唱歌。
Maybe to take some, you know, like sleeping pill. I don't think they have.
可能就吃一些我们说帮助睡觉的药吧。
To help the king to sleep.
来帮助这个王来去睡着。
But for whatever reason, yeah, he decided to read the chronicles.
不知道什么缘故啊，他就愿意来去我们说去读啊，去念这些历史书。
So you know, it happens that you know those who pick the chronicles, they pick the one that Mordecai, you know, which records of Mordecai, saved him.
那就读到说莫迪改怎么来去，就是说救他。
Why don't you turn back to chapter 2?
我们看这个第二章。
Verse 23.
第二章的23节。
Chapter 2, verse 23.
二章的23节。
And when an inquiry was made into the matter, it was confirmed and both were hanged on a gallows.And it was written in the book of the Chronicles in the presence of the king.
所以就查这事果然事实，就把二人挂在木头上，将这事在王面前写以历史上。
So it's like this great deed of Mordecai was written in the Chronicles of the king.
所以看起来这莫迪改所做的这一件伟大的事情，就记载在他们当时的历史中。
Now I want you to look at this.Verse 4.
我们看第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Sorry, verse 3.
第三节。
Then the king said, "What honor or dignity has been bestowed on Mordecai for this?" And the king's servants who attended him said, "Nothing has been done for him."
王说莫迪改行了这事事的，他什么荣誉却未没有。事后王的臣仆回答说，没有事他什么。
Again, this is quite strange as well.
看起来也是非常的奇怪的。
Why is that such a delay?
为什么会有这样的一种延迟呢？
We can attribute this to bureaucratic, you know, procedure, whatever.
可能是行政上的一些我们说行政上的一些阻挡或者一些事情而耽搁了。
But it has been recorded in the presence of the king.
但是呢，却在王的面前，其实是已经把它记录下来了。
Meaning at that time the king was present.
当时就是说王是在的，当时。
King knew about this.
其实王当时是知道的。
It has been confirmed that this person, Mordecai, has saved his life.
其实已经证实说莫迪改在王的面前证实说莫迪改是救了他的命。
It's like at that point in time, you know, the king has no response to what Mordecai has done.
就看起来当时这个王当时那一刻，他对莫迪改所做的事情好像没有什么反应。
Put ourselves in the shoes of the king.
我们把自己放到这个王的这个位置上来说。
If we were saved by someone,
如果我们被就是说因一我们得为因为别人而我们说蒙生命保全了。
What would our reaction be or our response be?
那我们的反应应该是如何的呢
？We'll be very thankful to the person.
我们应该对那个人是非常的感激的。
Probably we'll do whatever we can, you know, to thank the person.
可能我们能够尽我们所能。
You find that this act of thanking the person would, I would say, would almost immediate.
可以说这样的事情发生，这种感谢应该是我们说立刻发生的。
But for some reason, the king just delayed it.
都不知道什么理由，这个王就我们说延迟了。
Again, when you come to chapter 6, then you can see that this is the Providence of God. This is the plan of God.
所以从第六章的时候来到，我们看到这里的时候，我们就知道说，其实这是神的一种预备。
You know, when the king heard about this, his reaction is, has the guy been, rewarded?
所以当王听到的时候，他就说这个人有没有得到什么荣誉呢？
And then the reply is nothing has been done for him.
那回答就是说什么都没有赐给他。
The plan of God is there.
发觉到神的这个计划在当中。
So God was in control.
神这是在掌控当中。
So at that time you find that Haman suggested yeah, this Mordecai that to be hanged.
当时哈曼有这样的一个意思，就是说要把莫迪改给挂在这个木架上。
Because after the first banquet,
因为第一次的筵席之后
，after he returned,
他回去之后
，you know the family came up with the idea that Mordecai should be hanged on a gallows.
所以他们就有一个这样的一种就是有这样的一个计划，想要把莫迪改把他就是说把他吊起来。
So it's like they make this thing, you know, on the same night, you know, almost instantly, immediately.
所以其实当晚他们就有这样的一种计划，要把它这样来去做。
Actually, the thing was made on the same night.
其实当晚呢，这样的一个意思就已经这样做了。
Because the next day, you know, this Esther is going to invite them again.
因为第二天呢，这以斯帖要再一次邀请他们来。
So at that time, the king was asking, how should the person this Mordecai that be rewarded.
但是呢，当晚那个王也就问了说这个莫迪改应该怎么样得到这个赏赐呢？
So surprisingly, at that time, Haman came in as well.
当时呢，这个哈曼也走了进来。
So the king asked Haman, what should we do to someone who has, you know, done such a great thing to the king?
那个王就问哈曼说一个人做了这么在王身上做了这么伟大的事情，应该怎么做？
And this guy, you know, thought that the king was going to reward him.
这个哈曼他以为说这个王要来去赏赐他。
Now, so when you read from verse 8 onward, this is a list of suggestions that came forth from Haman.
那第八节之后就是哈曼所提议的这样怎么来去我们说恩待这一个人。
Royal robe be brought, you know, and robe that is worn by the king.
比如说王常穿的这个朝服给他穿上。
A horse on which the king has ridden before.
甚至这个马呢，这个王所就是说所骑过的马。
And with a royal crown placed on the head of the horse.
甚至有个极尊贵的这个我们说冠冕放在这个马上。
And then to parade the person on horseback through the city.
那就让他骑在上面来去走遍城里的街市。
And then it shall be done to the man whom the king delights to honor.
就应该像对这个人神王所喜悦的这个人这样来去对待他。
So the king was very happy with the suggestion.
其实王他听了之后是非常满意这样的一个我们说安排。
So he commanded Haman to do the work on Mordecai.
所以他就要这个哈曼呢来把他所说的这些事情做在莫迪改的身上。
So you know, Haman paraded this Mordecai around the city.
所以哈曼呢就将莫迪改就是当他骑在马上走遍城里街市。
So you know, you can see, you know how God works.
所以我们可以看得到神怎么来去动工。
So when you come to chapter 7, it was during the second banquet that Esther, you know, exposed the plan of this Haman, the wicked plan of Haman.
一直到了第七章的时候，我们才知道说这个以斯帖就把这个哈曼的这个诡计把它暴露出来。
So you find that, you know, the king loved the queen.
我们知道说这个王是非常爱这个王后的。
After having heard, you know, the chronicles.
听了这个我们说历史书之后
he also showed great respect to Mordecai.
他也对这个莫迪改是非常的尊敬的。
That's why when Esther mentioned about this Haman's plot.
所以当以斯帖他提到这个哈曼的这个计谋
you know, instantly the king became furious and removed Haman altogether and hang him on the gallows that he made for himself, made for Mordecai.
立刻把他就是说除去他的官位，把他吊在这个木架上，是哈曼自己预备的木架上。
So you can see how God works in the history of His chosen people.
所以我们可以从神在他的选民当中 是怎么来去我们说工作。
God's plan was fully come to fruition.
神的这个计划是完全的实现。
Because Mordecai was submissive, Esther was submissive.
因为首先是这个以斯帖她是非常的顺服。
So, you know, she risked her life to do what she was required to do.
她冒着生命危险去做她被要求要做的事情。
Secondly, you find that Mordecai, you know, did not have the hearts of wanting to be known.
那你发觉到说莫迪改他有他就说他心态就是不愿意来去让人家知道的一种心态。
He had done a great job, you know, on the king.
其实他在这个王的身上他是做了一件非常大的一件事情。
Because he saved the king by exposing the plots of some people who wanted to kill the king.
因为他已经把就是他救了这个王，因为当时有人想要来去陷害，把这个王给杀掉。
No, he did not go around, you know, and like, you know, telling the king why, how come I'm not rewarded, you know, stuff like that.
他没有到处去跟说，或者甚至跟王说，我为什么没有来去得到这个奖赏呢？
He did not go around like, you know, blowing his own trumpet.
他没有到处去来去炫耀自己。
So you find that this is how God worked through, yeah, Mordecai and Esther.
那我们发觉到说，这就是神怎么在莫迪改跟以斯帖的身上来去动工。
One other thing is that you find that Mordecai did not, you know, bow down to Haman.
那同样，另外一件事情，我发觉到说，莫迪改也没有向这个哈曼来去下跪。
You know, Mordecai was a servant.
我们知道说莫迪改是一个我们说一个仆人。
No one in that position would dare to go against Haman, who was very close to the king.
那当时没有一个人能够来去这样来去违背哈曼，来因为哈曼当时是跟王是非常的亲密的。
So he did not bow down to Haman.
所以他没有向哈曼来去下跪。
You know, for a Jewish person, he only bowed down to God.
所以对一个犹太人来说，他只是向神来去跪下。
So he did not succumb, you know,to this what we so call a wicked authority.
他没有因此这个我们说邪恶的这个权柄来去向他妥协。
He only respected God.
他只有对神来去敬畏。
And also you see that, you know, because Mordecai did not show respect, did not bow down to Haman.
因为莫迪改没有向哈曼来去下跪。
And that became the reason for Haman to get rid of Mordecai.
这也是成为哈曼要除灭莫迪改的这个理由。
Wanted to hang him.
要把他吊起来。
So you find that eventually it was Haman who was hanged by the king.
那我们发觉到最终是哈曼被王吊在这个木架上。
So you find that Esther and Mordecai, always did what was right in the eyes of God.
那你发觉到说以斯帖跟莫迪改所做的都是在神的眼中看为正的事情。
Even in the face of a great danger.
甚至在这个危险的这个情况当中。
They did not change their position.
他们的位置或者他们的站立的这个位置是不会改变的。
They did not compromise.
他们没有妥协。
This is something that we have to learn from them.
所以这是今天我们要向他们来去学习的。
Sometimes we find that we can easily change our stance with regards to the principle of God.
有时候我们在神的原则上，有时候我们会改变我们的立场。
Because we feel that, you know, the pressure, you know, out with or around us is too great to bear.
有时候我们发觉到什么周围的这个我们说这个环境的压力太大了，我们承受不起。
That's why we give in.
所以我们就我们说就让了就让它发生了。
So but for Mordecai and Esther,
那我们发觉到说莫迪改跟和以斯帖，
那 they remained firm in the Lord, they did not succumb to any form of pressure.
他们在主里面是在主里面是站立的稳，不因这个环境而我们说妥协了。
Today if we want to be victorious in Christ,
今天如果我们要在基督里来做过得胜的生活，
First we must know the principle of God.
首先我们一定要明白神的这个原则。
We must understand that by abiding by the principle of God, we shall be greatly blessed.
我们要知道说，只要我们照着神的原则来去做的话，我们是大大的蒙福的。
Yes, we may face with a lot of challenges.
当然我们可能会面对很多的这些挑战。
Maybe a lot of misunderstanding.
甚至很多这些误解。
But as long as our heart is pure before God.
只要我们的心在神的面前是纯正的。
You find that the will of God shall be done.
发觉到神的旨意就会成全。
Now we know that from here, Haman wanted to get rid of the entire Jewish nation.
那我们知道说这个哈曼啊，想要把所有的这些犹太人呢、啊，把他来去灭掉。
Mordecai and Esther has done, you know, is to rely on God.
所以莫迪改跟以斯帖所做的就是来去依靠神。
Sometimes it can happen to our community of faith as well.
有时候在我们的信仰团体当中也可能会发生。
We can see confusion everywhere.
有时候我们会看到有这些混乱不清的事情。
So what should we do?
那我们应该怎么做呢？
We are not to react or to respond to those confusions.
有时候我们不需要来去直接的来去，就是说正面的跟他们来去或者回复或者去面对这些混乱的事情。
What we should do is we trust in God. We have to pray to God.
最重要的是我们依靠神，我们向神来去祷告。
First to look into ourselves.
首先要来审查自己。
To see whether we are right in the eyes of God or not.
要看一下自己在神的眼前，神的面前是不是是正确的，是对的。
This is the most important thing.
这是最重要的。
So if our relationship with God is good.
如果我们跟神之间的关系是好的。
We understand that if after, you know, searching ourselves inwardly.
当我们在内心里面来去审查。
As long as we keep ourselves in the Lord, you know, things will turn out to be fine.
只要我们保守自己在神的里面，那我们知道结果就会没有什么问题。
You find that, you know, this, Esther did not react too much, you know, to Haman.
你发觉到说
Haman's plot.
以斯帖对这个哈曼的这个计谋没有做很大的一种我们说反应。
She only, you know, exposed the plan to the king on the second time that, you know, she invited the king and Haman to come.
只有第二次他摆设筵席的时候，他才把这件事情把它暴露出来。
So in a way, you find that, you know, her trust is in God.
所以看起来所以我们知道说他的信靠是在神他是非常的信靠神的。
So I guess, you know, in our life, we need to do the same.
同样的，在我们生活当中，我们也应该要这样。
Sometimes we may face with a lot of difficulties in life.
在生活当中，我们可能碰到很多的这些问题。
Because our heart is not peaceful, sometimes we can be disturbed.
所以因为我们的心我们说没有平安，所以我们就受到环境的搞扰。
External factors affect our hearts.
所以外在的因素就影响到我们的心情。
It tells the balance of the peace that God has given to us.
就把神给我们的平安就是说把它给就是把它就缺少了神的平安在我们里面被
什么 ？Tell the balance.
就是那个平衡就失去了。
So sometimes we do not know what to do.
所以有时候呢，我们就不知道应该怎么做。
We will go around looking for solution.
我们可能到处去找这些我们说这解决的这种方案。
Actually, that is not the way forward.
其实这不是我们该做的事情。
We know that a solution is with God.
我们知道说这个解决的这种方案是在神那里。
So what we should do is we must draw close to God. Even more than before.
最重要的就是我们要来更加的来去比以前更加的来去亲近神。
So we've just like Esther, you know, and the nation fasted and prayed.
就好像当时的以斯帖跟当时的百姓，他们来去进士，来去祷告。
So when you look at, you know, Mordecai and Esther.
所以当我们看莫迪改跟以斯帖的时候
，they carry out their work in a very how can I say it?A peaceful manner.
可以说
in a manner of great confidence as well.
他们是带有这个信心，而且是以一种非常平静、平安的这种情况之下来去把这些事情把它做好。
You find that, you know, this peace, according like to the New Testament scriptures, is from God.
根据新约圣经告诉我们，这个平安 这个平静是从神那里来的。
When we are in Christ, then this peace shall be given to us.
所以当我们在耶稣基督里面的时候，这个平安就会给我们。
So today we say we are in Christ Jesus.
今天我们说我们在耶稣基督里面。
How is it that the peace of God does not seem to remain in the hearts?
那为什么这个看起来有时候这个耶稣基督的平安哦没有保持在我们的心中呢？
The reason is because we have not entrusted ourselves fully unto the hands of the Lord.
因为主要的原因就是我们没有完全的来去信靠在神的大能的手下。
So we must learn to entrust ourselves unto the hands of God.
所以我们要来去学习，来去把自己交托在神的大能的手下。
This story is about life and death.
其实这个
of a nation.
这个记载啊，是关乎到这个民族的生存的生死存亡的记载。
And yet you find that they were able to fully trust in the Lord.
那你发觉到说他们能够完全的来去信靠神。
So I hope that you know we can learn from these two main characters in the book of Esther.
所以我希望我们在这个以斯帖记当中能够来去好从这两个人物当中能够好好的学习。
All right, and hope that God will protect us and also would protect His church.
求主耶稣保守我们，也来去保护他的教会。
We pray together.
我们一起祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.